Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live for First Class Sounds. You know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bank is here, baby. Jay, this is here, Shot Jones and OG Shantae. This is another episode of Big Facts Friday. What the hell going on, everybody?
What's the deal?
Nothing.
Good?
Chilling. Dish it over here,
you dissed my energy intro, so I'm trying to be calm. You just looked at me like, what the hell this nigga talking about? Everybody good, though?
Yes,
I'm lying. Fantabulous.
It's amazing. Life is amazing. Today we want to explore a word.
Yes.
And we'll get deep into it. I think it'll be a good conversation. And that word is tradition. So would somebody like to elaborate on the definition of tradition?
The textbook Saltine definition of tradition is the transmission of customs or beliefs from generation to generation, or the fact of being passed on in this way. An example is every shade of color is fixed by tradition and governed by religious laws. The second Saltine definition is, in theological terms, a doctrine believed to have divine authority through, not in, the scriptures. Now, the Urban Gerben definition of tradition is peer pressure from dead people.
What?
I am screaming.
That's tradition.
I think it had to written it.
No, that's not what they say.
Peer pressure from dead people. Which, if you think about it, it makes sense.
No,
but
it don't.
No, it does.
Yes,
peer pressure from
Oh, it's about some old shit.
No, basically saying like What would they do?
What would they do?
This shit makes perfect sense, but it just
real shit. Really blunt. That's where the tradition comes from, all your ancestors.
Yeah.
You're right. Yes, you're right.
But it's some bullshit when they wrote with it.
Is that true?
That's true. But not peer pressure. Because
you gotta
though.
Think, my grandma has passed away, and she one tried to put the traditions in us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
But how they wrote that, some bullshit. But it's fact, though.
But it's straight to the point.
But why you gotta be peer pressure, though?
Basically,
because people try to make you feel so, like if you're not doing things the traditional way, then you're doing them wrong.
So this opens that is up true. The whole platform for true. Our conversation. So tradition, when it comes to how you live and how you govern your relationships and how you raise your kids and how you carry yourself as a person
or as a woman or a man in relationships.
Yeah, it's tradition. It, like, is it?
I think not following the tradition fucked up everything.
I think so too.
From the beginning, like we take it all the way back from when we came first, got over.
Where did this? Oh, you, okay. We talking. So now we talking slave tradition. Ship to here.
Even first, before that.
Slave ship to here is what we talking about.
Even before that.
Even before what?
Even before like
the slave ship.
Even before the slave ship, you know, back in the day, you used to have to like. You the daddy used to buy the child or some shit like that. Like, you know, your daddy used to give you to the other person's kid. You know how they said, do you know what I'm talking about? Like when they put the relationships together.
Huh? Or how like
don't hunt me. No. Y'all got me. Back in the day, right? If I had my family right
what
here.
What day is this?
I don't know. Back in the way back then. And Jade is my daughter. Bank and Shantae's son.
Give your kid away.
Because I got business with Shantae, I would give my daughter to that family. Like,
oh, that's, like that's a dad giving presenting his daughter for marriage.
Yeah, that's back in the day. That's how okay, it was. So you didn't even choose who you wanted to be with.
So this is what my thing. I was thinking like more along the lines of like how you know traditionally back in the day, like women's. Quote unquote place were to be homemakers, were to stay at home, take care of the kids, cook the food, wash the linen, you know, fucking scratch the man's dandruff, all that kind of shit. Gosh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I am screaming.
Basically take care of all the home stuff and not have a life of her own not be independent.
The word is domestic. Right.
No.
Yes, it
no.
is.
Yeah, being domesticated, yeah.
Domesticated. That's the word of all that. That is
yeah,
word.
But it's really technically like being a fucking a slave.
So that's what we're talking about today.
That's not true.
Well, it can't necessarily be a slave because they provide.
Really being submissive. But that doesn't make you a slave because you're being submissive.
No.
Because you like to do that and all of that. That doesn't make you a slave.
No, it doesn't make you a slave. Right. But when you're really doing it against your will.
Yeah, against your... If that's...
Yeah, if you don't
feel like
your will, but some
if you're being forced into that, then like...
If you don't want... That ain't what you want to do. Like, this is what I got to do because...
Cause he's making
what
he's
supposed to do.
But that's what.
Yeah.
That's
or this is what I got to do because this nigga's paying all the bills and taking
well,
care
I'm
of me.
Well, I'm saying, but what if the nigga on the other side said, "I don't feel like paying all the bills and being traditional."
Yeah, no, somebody that wants to do it isn't a slave. But somebody that doesn't want to do it is a servant.
Man, right. Sometimes in life you're gonna have to do some shit you don't want to do, but it's just tradition.
They call it sacrifice.
It's what keeps shit right. That's what we talking about.
Yeah, I think that would fuck.
Because what did the man say? Fuck it. I don't be traditional and do all this.
It's
fuck
a lot
this
of
shit.
Bitches. I mean, it's a lot of men out here that's
you know
like that.
That
it's
for
a lot
sure.
Of niggas sitting around and trying to get no money
I
to take care of their family.
I'm not gonna debate that. You're right, but that don't make it right.
That is fact.
Yeah, you're all the way right.
And that's what's fucking with the community. I'm just saying.
So you think the community is fucked up because we don't have the traditional standards in men and women anymore?
Absolutely.
I think there's been a role reversal, like today, of what men used to do. And what women used to do as opposed to what they do now. Like, because now, today, in this day and age, a lot of the women are the breadwinners for the family. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, like, back in the day, it was unheard of for a woman to even think about making more man than a money. I mean, more money than a man.
More man than
more
the
money than the man. You see what I'm saying?
I get it. I'm just saying that when we started to get away from these traditions and we were having a little powwow before the cameras started rolling, if you look at the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and you moving forward and how we became comfortable with certain, in my opinion, bullshit, it fucked us up.
Exactly.
What is wrong with the man?
What bullshit are you speaking
of? What is wrong with the man?
At the same time, too, though.
Huh?
I think it fucked it up and helped it at the same time.
No, we
everything
progressed.
Is a gift and a curse.
I think.
Because
elaborate.
We stayed with the traditional cars.
Yeah, that's.
I'm just saying, like, we just gotta say what,
wait,
like,
what?
What shit is.
Wait,
y'all
what
get what I'm saying?
No. We talk about more
traditional
family.
Clothes.
Yeah, we're talking about.
We're talking about, like, family structure.
We're talking about more family structure.
We're talking about progressive fashion.
He said
you don't have to stick with traditional
same.
Fashion. You don't have to stick with traditional.
Do you want to hear traditional rap?
No, it's good.
No, it's not like traditional morals and values.
We're talking about family.
I think that should just go on
family
forever,
tradition,
though. Traditional
family
morals.
Exactly.
You've got to stand on some kind of morals and code.
That's what I'm saying. And when you
people
don't,
gave up on
so it start with, all right, we'll let that slide. It's cool. We can do that now, even though we used to not do that. Oh, we let that slide. So next thing you know, you let everything that's slide. Right.
Facts.
And next thing you know, you in a house with three kids and y'all having threesomes in the back room.
Wait, what? Where are we jumping? What is going on here, guys?
I agree with Brother Bang. I think crack was the beginning of fucking everything up.
Oh, shit.
Crack. Man, take this shit off, man. Just take my mic off. You said, so I hold my shit.
You say what is wrong with you?
How you take it off?
He just had a whole temper tantrum. in the corner.
What is wrong?
It's straight.
It's not wrong with it.
Bank Mike problem.
This shit leaning, bro.
It's tightening.
Hey, yo, we need a GoFundMe for Bank Mike.
We taking all donations. New Big Facts Mike. Look, scream like somebody talk. Report live here at First Class Sound.
So you think the crack generation changed? I didn't say that.
I do because I'm going to tell you.
Wait, the crack generation changed what? Bring
I'm
it back.
I'm just finna just keep it all 100 with y'all.
All right.
Before us was our parents, right?
Uh-huh.
And they were smoking the shit. I said it before. They smoking the crack, right?
Okay.
Because the crack era, I was born in the 70s. So before that was the crack era came in the 80s and the 90s, right?
Right.
Then my parents was our age.
Mm-hmm.
So that the cool shit that was going on was the crack.
Mm-hmm.
And schlong the powder, like how the cool shit is the pills and the lean now.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, fact.
Okay, so they get on the crack, that shit fucked them up, and we see how that do them.
Yeah.
And we fucked up, broke, going to school, holes in our shoes and shit.
Yeah.
But by us selling the crack, now they come to disrespect to the old people. You in front of the old folks' houses, disrespecting the old folk.
Mm-hmm.
They saying, get off in front of my yard, you still out here.
You selling to
that's
your
when
own,
the disrespect
and
started.
You selling to
going
your own
against
people.
Against tradition.
Yeah, going against tradition, you hide things like that from elderly people. You respect
mm-hmm.
them at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
So we going against that by disrespecting, selling dope in front of their house, whatever we doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bam, fast forward. We take care of our kids to the max. We make sure they get the best of everything because we had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Make sure they get the best shoes, the best clothes. They the freshest on Easter.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole time, we spoiling them. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. Fucking them up some more.
Yeah.
And they see us disrespecting the old people by just even being out here, not even cussing them out or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or
just like, they're trapping.
Just playing music loud, whatever.
Drinking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything just started to magnify as you see it as kids. You know what I'm saying? So now they generation snatching kids, snatching old people out of cars and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why.
And they got an entitlement. Some of them got an entitlement, what you call it, personality.
Mm-hmm.
Because we gave them so much because we didn't have shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of corrupted them.
They were spoiled and didn't even know they were spoiled.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time we sacrificed raising the kid by being in the streets.
We thought it
trying
was
to get that and
to
raise them with this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And to overcompensate for the shit that we didn't when we were little.
Facts. That shit started around that time.
Let me ask you this then. If that's the case, then what do you see for this next generation that's babies now? Like as far as
I don't know the future shit. It might get back on track right now.
Okay.
It might get back on track. I don't know, but that shit ain't looking like it.
Has any generation got better?
Nah, hell no, it ain't did nothing but got worse.
Because it's just like me, these days and time, the young generation, they not hustlers.
We had to hustle.
Yeah,
we ain't had no choice.
Yeah.
But we made them feel entitled.
Instead of
everything.
Your parents was your parents back in our day.
Yeah.
And you had a grandparent that was a grandparent, like.
Yeah.
A big mama.
Yeah.
And you also had
these days, the grandkids Like, me and my grandbaby best friends almost. She can tell me, no, stop, whatever. Don't do that, granddad. She can say whatever she want to say. Like, we did the same shit with our kids. Like,
back
more of
day,
a friend.
Do that.
We more of a friend instead of discipline.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And that shit, huh? That's fucked up the tradition.
Back, yeah, back in the day, you see all the kids walking in straight line behind auntie or grandma.
Bro, get your ass in there, I mean, get your ass in there. Anybody
that's
older.
I'm saying, you see, they ain't running around.
But do you think that that has fucked up because nowadays the grandparents are a lot younger and so much closer in age to the kids and the grandkids and shit like that? Because, you know, back in the day, like, our grandparents used to be 78 years old.
Sure, but
now the grandparents are like 50 and shit. Shit,
different. Back in the day, kids
and single
kids couldn't even talk. Kids couldn't even be in the same room while grown people talk.
Facts.
Yeah,
I think.
But you get your ear slapped off of hearing something.
That is definitely.
You ain't got to say that. Where we from, bro? You better not even hear that. Oh, you ain't hearing something? Come on. Oh, you can hear, bitch. Bro, we were everything. Bro, I, girl, that little kid, yo, trying to hear something.
I think we also forget. I think we also forget. Back then, times were simpler. Like, we didn't have all this media. We didn't have all this access to so much stuff. Yeah, back then, like, I know for us growing up, it was like you go outside. Like, whatever you've played with outside is what you had to deal with. Yeah, you outside. You don't come in the house unless you have to pee.
Yeah.
Nowadays, the kids
pee outside.
Yeah. Right. Drink out the water hose. But nowadays, they exposed to so much. So much going on, and then you got the mamas competing against the homegirls, and then now they kids competing against each other, and then now it's like this cycle of like more so material things.
Facts.
Like, I now think a lot of people
shaking their ass on Instagram and shit.
Like, who kid is the flyest? Like, you got 1 year olds with all this crazy shit, like, because on, everybody man. In competition.
Like, you can't even go to school to learn.
No.
Because not real shit. Because how you dress, you can't even go learn.
Yeah.
No, that's so true. I was at lunch with my homegirl today, and she was telling me that her daughter asked if she could wear her Balenciagas to school, and her daughter's like 12 years old.
Yeah.
And it's like nowadays, like, little kids feel like they supposed to go to school fresh to death. Like, I see little kids with Balenciagas.
Prom the new,
and you know, if an adult can't big shoe it every day, you know these kids definitely.
Man, listen, the prom the new wedding. I saw them prom pictures of this. Don't know what the
but
hell.
But when we was going to school, you couldn't even wear them dresses
at all.
Like, they wouldn't even let you in prom with that shit on.
My daughter went to
prom. Yeah, that prom different.
Man, these little girls out here going to the prom looking like they getting ready to go do a hosting.
No, big facts.
For real.
Yeah.
Like, that shit is unbelievable.
Yeah. We grown everything.
Phantom.
Ain't no restrictions.
Phantom Bentley.
The schools don't make it restrictions no more.
You can't go off the parents.
Yes, you can. Schools
like,
definitely.
You can't come with that.
No, they had that when I was in school.
Listen, what happened when you try to make with kids, when you try to do that shit? They going to sneak it anyway.
No, they not. They won't let you in prom.
But back in our day, but they be standing there like,
no, go home. You can't
get in trouble.
I feel you. They be like, put your hand on the side of your leg.
If it's split longer than that, all right, no,
you can't wear it.
Yeah.
So should we be pushing tradition?
Man, who
you should, but I don't think it'll ever go back. But you know what? I don't want to blame my generation for why these kids like this.
Go ahead, speak
these
up.
Kids you like should, this because you can't even whoop them, yell at them, cuss at them, and then the police gonna come. You're abusing them.
You're not supposed to do that stuff in public. That's what's wrong.
That ain't true. Hell no. No, you can't do that shit in public. You say something crazy in a grocery store, you getting your ass smacked down and wish somebody would say something.
We gotta stop telling people what to do with their kids.
You can't
just need to mind your business.
Yell at your kids.
No, I feel you.
In front of the police, I have gotten threatened about that.
I feel you, but we gotta stop telling people what to do with their
kids.
I ain't
know
about
that.
How to deal with my kid?
Yeah,
no, yeah, you get police. You got people policing you on how to police your kid.
Boy, shit, grandma, take us both.
My grandma beat your ass so bad, boy. You better not say I did that
in front of the police, though.
And I'm talking to your teacher now. You gotta go to school, daddy, with your neck, bro. Bleed everything. But I fell off a motorcycle.
Yeah, I feel that.
This shit a car wreck. Yo, ain't go to school. Why you be doing shit to get a car wreck ass whipping? Like, y'all trying to kill you. She telling you, boy, I'm trying to kill you. You
want
to die.
I'm
trying to kill you.
What'd you say, Bank?
I said, I got to go.
You got to go.
I leave my wife and everything, but I got to go.
Oh, that must be serious.
Yeah, I got to go take care of some bitch.
Come on, Yat.
Day. Y'all finna this shit out, man.
Come on, Yat. Bank will be back before you know it.
Yeah, this is good.
Come on, Yat. They said they need LC. answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
So we're talking about tradition. Tradition. Tradition.
We a little ratchet, y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, this is Big Facts. This is Big Facts.
Right. This is what it is. That's all I'm saying, bro. I got to have your business.
Stunt double bank.
What, okay, so tradition. So we talking about tradition, right?
Tradition.
Yeah, we saying that basically, you know what I'm saying, like, we done got away from tradition. And we think that a big because of that, that's a big part of the reason that shit is kind of like fucked up. Now, some people will say tradition is, what's the definition again? The urban jerbin?
The urban jerbin definition is peer pressure from dead people.
Yeah.
What?
Basically, peer pressure from people.
Oh, yeah, the ancestors. Okay.
To live your life a certain way. But what we were kind of getting at is that, damn, like, the more you get away from tradition, it just kind of gets away from how certain things are supposed to be. Maybe not everything. And then we started naming examples of that, and that's where we left off.
Right.
So we talk about tradition.
Yeah, I feel like tradition kind of falls in line with morals and, like, you know, how shit is established and whatever. But, like, when you start accepting certain things as the new tradition, then you kind of goddamn open the floodgates for a whole bunch of other bullshit to come in. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So I feel like if you start... like y'all was talking about, like how kids used to not even be allowed to listen to grown folks' conversation. Mm-hmm. Okay, now they sitting in the room listening. Then they go from listening to participating, then participating to arguing back with the adults and shit. Mm-hmm. Now these motherfuckers think them like they own the set. Like
my equal.
Yeah, like we equal. Mm-hmm. When at the same time, like, cause I've heard so many times where the new generation of parents would be like, oh well, you shouldn't talk down to your kid. Well, the kid, I'm not gonna argue with no kid because I know you don't know shit. You haven't been through enough shit to know anything of what you're talking about. So you can't tell me that we need to be having a conversation. I'm about to tell you how you got me fucked up, and this is how shit is. Now, do parents abuse that power sometimes? For sure. That's what anybody in power will do. But 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to side with a kid over an adult because an adult probably knows what the fuck they're talking about.
Right.
I'm saying nine times out of ten. Yes, because they
like what's telling their kid too much.
So this the science behind it, and I really want to know what everybody think. I think the science. Let's say you got a mother daughter, right? I think the science is you want to be so close with your kid so that they won't keep shit from you. But on the other end, the more traditional thing was like the parent was up here and the kid was disciplined. But they'll be scared, like, I can't tell my mama that. Exactly. So do you want the type of relationship with your kid where they'll keep it from you?
Exactly.
Or do you want the type of...
Are you saying that it's impossible to have both?
It is.
It is.
It really is impossible to have both.
You can try to create a balance, but it's impossible.
You can't be your kid friend.
Because when you try to have both, you lying to the kid. And when the kid get older, they figure out who you really are. Mm. If that makes sense.
Say that again.
When... To me, you can't do both. Because when you do, you're lying to the kid on who you really are. Because you're like this.
Are you an authority figure or a friend type shit? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Are you my homegirl or my mama? You know what I'm saying?
I agree, y'all. Yes.
Well,
because,
speak on it, but yeah, I just don't see how you can do both.
Okay, because, you know, I have a younger sister that's 15 years younger than me. She had no clue on what a fucked up, I ain't gonna say fucked up. Well, what I'm trying to say is my dad did things. Him and my mom been together, say 15. So that's here nor there. Mm-hmm. So they butt dialed her. My mom did, and she was all upset. And it was like, why are you so upset? Like, this is okay.
Yeah.
But because she really didn't know her parents. You understand what I'm saying? It was just go to school, do this, do this, do that. She got a bachelor's and everything as a teacher. Mm. She's not that.
Mm.
Mm. She works, you know, just with the college and would talk for so many years and was like, oh, I won't do this.
If y'all would have told me, then
see, right, because she wasn't living her truth on who she really is. Mm. She was just going by, this is how this is done.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But she couldn't tell my parents, oh, I don't want to go to college. This ain't what I want to do.
That is a big part of it too, because in our generation, like, we were raised like shit. You goddamn go to high school, go to college, get a job, and die. Niggas not doing that shit no more.
Right.
Like, I've got 2 degrees, and I'll be like, college. If you don't really want to do that shit, you ain't got to do that shit.
Yeah,
that's tradition.
And then again, tradition in respect to like pushing career and fashion and everything forward. I agree. Let's not just hold on to this tradition because that stagnates us. But tradition and family, I'm just telling you, more traditional families, maybe not all of them, tend to be more, it be together.
And I think, to kind of go back to what you were saying,
yeah,
and what your initial question about, mm-hmm, like mother daughter,
mm-hmm,
like, y'all know I got Chance, and like Chance like my best friend, mm-hmm, but I think because I grew up militant, like my mom is like so militant. I grew up, my mom military, mm-hmm, police officer, all of that, so I grew up very militant. So a lot of stuff that I did in my life, like my best moments in life, I kind of had to hide from my mom. Like, she didn't know because she was so structured, like super, super structured. So I agree with you. Like, well, I agree with y'all with certain things. Like, your kid gonna hide certain shit from you because you just so tradition. This is how you need to grow. Fear. Blah, blah, blah. It's the fear. Right. Like, when you put fear in your child, when it comes to me and Chance, I, in my head, I have it to where, you know what I'm saying, Chance don't scare, no, she ain't scared of nobody. I don't want her to fear me. I don't want her to fear nobody. Like, I don't want her, nobody to, her to fear anybody, because I figure if my child fear me, you can use that fear that she had for me against her. You could be like, if you don't do this, I'm gonna go tell your mama this, this, and this, and now my baby's scared, and now you done got her to do some other shit. Now she ain't scared of me. She ain't gonna give a fuck. She could come and tell me whatever.
Like, now, how do you think that, how do you think that play out though? It is different phases.
I mean, it is now.
How do you think it's gonna play out in adolescence?
Well, in my, like, again, cause you know she's a baby right now. In my head, the balance would be discipline, right? Like, even though she not scared of me, I still make let her know, bro, I'm not your friend. So it's still like that balance of like discipline. Like, I'll have, like, you know, Cash been at the house where I didn't had it with me and Chance going at it, we having fun or whatever. But I got a certain tone, and when I hit and Chance know, like, okay, this, she mean business, then she snapped to like, this is where, this is where we need to be at, this is where we need
see,
to
like,
be
like, like with me, like, just for instance, like, like with me and my parents or whatever, my mom was always the one that was the talker. Like, she believed in, you know, talking things out so that she could hear your side of the story and, you know, we could figure out a resolution so that it wouldn't be that fear of coming to talk to me. My dad, he was like a spanker to a certain extent, but he was also like, like the cool dad, like, even though he was, I knew, like, okay, don't play with this nigga when it comes to certain shit. I still knew that, like, okay, I could still, like, tell him anything. I could still talk to him, whatever, whatever. So, like, when I got older, especially, like, with me being an only child, they made sure that, you know what I'm saying, there was that balance there. So I wasn't like the spoiled brat only child. I wasn't like the little bitch only child. You know what I'm saying? And I also wasn't the fucking loose cannon that was having sex and doing drugs and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of shit, because I was rebelling against whatever it was that they were trying to get me to do type shit. So I feel like just taking little parts of like all the shit that y'all are saying or whatever, that it's very important to have a universal understanding with your kids as a parent so that they can know, like Shantae was saying, that they can come and talk to you about anything. But at the same time, bitch, there are boundaries that you know not to cross.
No, that's well said. Every situation going to be different. And I just feel like someone's kid, they should know. That's their kid.
They know best.
It's not gonna work.
Exactly.
Not gonna work across the board. It's not one way across the board. But tradition.
I have a question. When you know, do you think that based off of tradition, being that we're talking about tradition, do you think that a kid with both parents will have it easier in life or have a better chance at life than a kid being raised in a single parent home, whether it's mom or dad?
I think there's a lot of value to a boy having a father and a girl having a mother.
Question.
I have
a backup question. Can I?
Okay.
Boom. Do you feel like it's more beneficial now with having both parents and this household is unstable versus having a single parent when they're co-parenting and there's no issues?
That's a great follow-up question.
I feel like this.
Any unstable is worse.
Like the first part of your question, I feel like having both parents can be a gift and a curse because it can, you know, make you wholesome. You can have both parents, like a man and a female perspective when you need advice on things. But it can also kind of cripple you from the real world because you, like, when, if you have a really good two-parent home, they're going to try their best to kind of shield you from certain things. And that shield may, in turn, prevent you from knowing how to deal with certain aspects of life. And when it comes to the unstable shit, I feel like any unstable home is a detriment to any child, whether it's a two-parent unstable home, a one-parent unstable home, a cat, rat, or dog, or, you know what I'm saying, whatever. Like, any type of turmoil is going to have a traumatic effect on the child, period.
Yes, agreed. I got another one for y'all.
Keep them. Another one.
Another one. So, okay. So, do you think that when parents are going through, like, really tough times and the house is chaotic and it's just a whole bunch of drama and it's bullshit, do you think the responsible thing is for them to, A, one of the parents move out, or B, give the child to somebody else in the family until they figure out their...
No, hell no, you'll never get your child up. I don't think no one should move. My question
hold on, I'm not mean like give them up like signs custody over, but be like, okay, go to grandma's house for a little bit until mommy daddy figure this shit out.
Well, they are too, but not for no
because I feel like some kids may internalize that
you don't want them,
they did something wrong to make them have to be removed from the house.
I was just about to say that,
and that, like, that's, you don't want to fuck your kids up like that. And I feel like, say what the fuck you just said again. Say what you just said again.
That's what she said.
No. She said sending the kid away or
split one up. Person leaving.
Yeah, or one.
I don't
one
think anyone should move out because they get used to living unless on their own.
Right.
It's hard to come back.
Right.
Yeah.
It's hard to come back.
Go off to the grandparents' house. What?
No, but she was saying that.
No, I said either one of the parents leave or just send the kid.
So you can fix it. Yeah. Unless it's like some sort of major abuse or major type of something that is really going to like fuck up the kid even more.
If it's
just some shit where y'all are trying to figure out the bills, or, you know what I'm saying, some shit like that, man, the kid needs to see that, because when they get older, that's going to teach them how to problem solve and deal with life.
And if you move out, you're like, just only running
away from your problems.
Yeah, you're only running away if you move out. If you like, well, I'm going to go get a place, because you got the sign for it.
Well, and then the kid, and,
yeah,
and
3 months, 6 months. That's,
and if y'all can't pay these bills, how the fuck y'all going to pay for another place?
Or if you can, you still giving that person, like, they're not married.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the marriage is like, you live here, I live there.
Facts.
And then the kid will internalize that too. Like, damn, why they left? Instead of just like, like you said, like sending your kid off to a family member, like, damn, they must not want me. But if I'm a kid and I see, damn, my mama left or my daddy left, well, shit, why they leave? Because that's, you know, as adults, we can think
or
about
shit,
different
like,
scenarios.
When I have kids, I don't have to have a man or a woman, or, you know what I'm saying? That it could be all kinds of.
There was actually a video that was posted a few days ago about
the eighth year old
that said, well, you know, I don't want to have a husband when I grow up so I can get child support. These kids are really learning from a generation that. Yeah. Grew up thinking that shit, like, and that was passed down from another generation, because you literally couldn't have a father in the home, or you get your support taken, your government support taken. So to hear that shit still being like 8-year-olds saying that shit in 2022 is like, damn.
But then that's wild, because government support and child support are two different things, though. So she just automatically assuming that her baby daddy gonna be not shit. If you think about it, because government support,
but he would have to be a shit in order for him to be able to afford child support.
They'll
still try to child support you with no income.
Nah, but what I'm saying is
they'll put a standard child support.
The girl was saying that, like, she was just finna.
She just repeating. She just repeating what she heard.
Yeah, she don't know how child support. She don't know how child support works.
Yeah, she just repeating what she heard somebody saying.
Because then the lady in return asked her, "So what about your husband? Like, you don't think it's better to have a husband?" She was like, "Why would I marry him? I don't know if he on drugs or da 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 da." So it's like, okay, little girl, you don't even know that you're talking about.
So solution. So we back to this. So should we be pushing tradition, or should we just crash out and say fuck? Like, what's
I
our
think
question?
We should be, I think
tradition
I think we
keeps
should
you
be
safe.
Pushing.
Live your life for sure.
Yeah, because I have a question when it comes to tradition. What tradition? Tradition
family
to who?
Family tradition.
But no, but what I'm saying is tradition to who or what? Because some people
and a woman having a woman's role, that tradition.
But what is a man's role and what is a woman's role?
So a man should provide. I think every woman in here agrees a man should provide.
Oh, yeah.
So are there things that a woman should do?
Submissive.
That's what I'm saying.
A woman should be what?
And then y'all.
Submissive. What's that word?
The submissive word is so touchy, but it's not as bad as it
like,
seems.
What you mean submissive? Like,
because,
what?
Okay, let's take an example of submission, right?
Can a nigga crack that spritz open?
You can do whatever you gotta do, man. You big homie Kodak.
You're gonna drink a warm spritzer?
Hey man, I've been wilder.
There's moments, right?
Rock out with your cock out, big homie.
There's moments if two people are in a house, right? Mm-hmm. Where one person will retreat because the other person is just better at
certain things.
That's all that submission is. I'm gonna step back and let you do this because you do that better. I'm gonna get the fuck out the kitchen, or I'm gonna get. That doesn't mean I can't cook or I can't do this, but I'm gonna get the fuck out the way because you're better at it. It's not submission. It's not slavery. It's
okay,
not,
so basically, what you're saying is that a woman, okay, because the man pays the bills better, a woman should be submissive and step back and let him do that.
No, we didn't say
that's
that.
That's what you just said.
That's not what I said. I said there are moments when two people are together that you will submit and get out of the way because the other person is better.
Does it better, right?
I feel like it. I feel like when it comes like to the bills paying shit or whatever, I feel like if you
let her talk. I think I see where she's going. Let her talk.
Like if you guys have come to the conclusion or made the agreement with both of yourselves or whatever that okay, the guy is going to take care of the bills, he's gonna pay for, you know what I'm saying, a majority of the stuff or whatever. I feel like as a woman, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong or if I'm tripping or whatever, I feel like as a woman, there are certain things that you should automatically do.
And if that woman gonna watch you put it all on the line to support your family and can't submit to you to some respect, you probably need to get the hell on. You are right. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
Like, why would you, why would it be like, even the other way around, like in a woman's role, you have to, whatever the role is, we're not saying that the role is the same in every household, but it's right. Like support what they got going on.
Cause if if my nigga is risking his life or risking whatever to take care of me.
And risking life don't necessarily always mean the street is steady. Risk your life is like, it could be stressful as a man just covering, working 2-3, whatever it is. Yeah. That's part of it, but go ahead.
If he's doing that and I have agreed to let him do that, mm-hmm. then there are going to be things that usually he might have had to worry about that he's no longer going to have to worry about. Like, he's not going to have to worry about having dinner.
I want some food.
Waking me up in the middle of the night. I want a sandwich or I want some eggs or I want some fruit or something. I'm finna get up and cut the fruit. Yeah. I'm finna get up and fry the eggs. I'm finna get up and do whatever. Like, he's not gonna have to worry about coming to a dirty house. He's not gonna to worry about coming home to a fucking.
What if you're not a cleaner? Yeah. And what if you're not a cooker? And what if you're not a this?
What if you a busy bitch?
Hold on. Yes. That's what I'm just finna say. And what if
I'm not a cleaner, I'm gonna get a maid. Okay. If I'm not
that's
a cooker,
what I'm saying.
I'm gonna get a
he's
chef.
He's providing the money, saying I want dinner. Here's the money. Just make sure my house is clean.
When you shaking your head, it's like you agree with Jay, like I'm gonna climb out my bed at 2:00.
Yeah, that's
it. And make him some this. No,
if the black man ain't worth getting a sandwich 3 a.m, fuck the black man.
But what if she had
starve and
I guess I'm
saying. I ain't worth no sandwich. You ain't worth no flowers.
Nigga can't get a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Hold on.
You want a Birkin, but I can't get a sandwich.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
I can't get a grilled cheese, but you can get a Birkin.
She's not a cooker.
No, that's fine.
So if she's not a cooker, she can get you a grilled cheese, but it's gonna be from the maid.
Hey, you fucked up. It's 3 a.m. You are the person that runs this household.
Okay.
I don't cook.
I have a question.
You should have told me at 10:00 so I could have got you some Uber Eats.
Thank you. You see what I'm saying?
We're saying the same shit, but what I'm saying is you can't, like, that's just wild to me. And that's the part of tradition that don't make no sense. Because I think that a queen should be showered and given flowers and spas and taken care of for all the things that she does for her household. So why the fuck the man can't get the same?
I have a question, though.
You have a, what's the
but see, answer? I'm a natural.
They don't like when I have questions because y'all know I'm coming with the bullshit.
Go ahead. Yeah, you can't.
Bullshit.
Right.
Your question.
Yeah, yeah, fuck you.
your question. I got a question.
Right.
Exactly.
What? Go ahead. Ask your question.
Hey.
All right. What was y'all fucking?
Ask your question, grilled cheese. Ask your question, grilled cheese.
No. Not grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese Johnson.
Listen, let me just say this out there. I'm not waking up my sleep to make nobody no grilled cheese.
But if he, so if he providing for the house, making sure the niggas is straight, why, he ain't got to worry about nothing. Should, he can't get a grilled
why
cheese?
Why should he have to do it for you? So he's going to have limitations with you.
Hold on.
I'm not doing this. I don't get up to do some shit I ain't want to do. This is my wife. I'm going to get up and do it.
Hold up.
To make her happy.
I have a question.
You can't.
That's not a...
No. Respond
to the topic.
You're changing. Respond to the scenario first. Respond to the scenario first.
You're going
to
cook this down to grilled cheese when we done with you.
For you. You don't got to worry about nothing. Nothing.
I don't have to come to Big Fat. I don't have to do none of it. I don't have to work.
You don't have to do anything. But if you want to, you can't. But
yeah, you still have your freedom to do your wants.
I'm super straight.
But see, even that super straight shit. Go ahead.
This. So like, I'm super straight. I don't have to worry
about
nothing.
You're not complaining. You're not complaining.
At all.
The necessity.
Everybody can find something to complain about.
The necessities are taken.
They'll find something to complain about.
The necessities are taken care of. Necessities are good.
But all I got to
do
is your question.
But
you're happy.
So it's
you're not waking up to make this nigga a sandwich.
I mean, but it's bigger.
So hold on.
It's bigger than a sandwich. It's
like if my nigga
wake up, but you got to make a sandwich.
I was gonna ask what Cash just said.
What?
So if he take care of you, he do all this. You straight. You don't have to do nothing. You saying yes, I submit. Basically.
You don't have to do
that. Shy ain't gonna submit.
You ain't gotta do that.
That's cool to say.
You don't have to do
that.
I'm saying you're straight.
But you're not.
I'm saying, are you gonna submit?
I think we just need to break down submit.
No,
we can't break down submit.
Can't break it down. Now all this would have been avoided if you would have just made the damn sandwich.
All I can think about is that is the cake anime.
Bread, meat, mayo, cheese, bread.
I gotta eat the cake. Like,
bread, meat, mayo, cheese, bread.
My question is this. If I'm sleepy in the bed and you say, hey, baby, can you make me a sandwich? And I say, I'm sleepy.
How you tired and you ain't doing shit?
Drowsy. You know what?
Tripping, man.
I'm making
tripping.
A sandwich because
not tripping.
I'm about to get jumped. I'm making it a sandwich jump. And I'm going to ask
the reason you get a good night's sleep is because of this nigga. And he can't get a sandwich?
Do you want ham or turkey?
You got a nice air conditioned home, nice
you supposed
bed.
To know all of this.
I'm supposed to know how his sandwich is supposed to be.
Oh, shit. Chante, who signed you on, Chante?
Is this a fucking pickle? It's a pickle on my sandwich.
That's all I'm saying. We gotta support each other.
We gotta support each other.
Oh, no. Ask a question.
No, my question was this. In the midst of all of this, in the midst of, you know, yo, my husband is providing, Jay waking up making sandwiches and shit. Are we still busy business?
Hey, Jay.
No, my question was this.
I'm gonna take care of my nigga.
Guess what?
Your
nigga gonna take care of you.
I'm not saying I'm not gonna take care of a nigga. What I'm asking is this: am I still the busy bitch that I am? Like, I'm for you a house girl and you ain't doing shit, but at the house while this nigga making money, of course you make a sandwich. But if I'm still on my mouth to 3-4 o'clock in the morning, we both walking in the door at the same time because we both tired.
Hey, guess what? Let me say something.
Real quick, because it's my choice, then I still gotta make the sandwich, or we can't rock.
I'm still making the
sandwich. It ain't got nothing to do. You're looking at the situation all wrong.
Why?
Listen,
Sean, that's fucked up.
If you
work three jobs, I'm still finna make my nigga a sandwich if my nigga asked me to make.
And you just you tired from doing bullshit. He tired from taking care of the family.
You gonna make the sandwich because it ain't about the sandwich, but. If you needed something from bank, he gonna do it for you. Exactly. It's not about the sandwich. Exactly. Are you locked in or are you kind of locked in?
Sandwich is a euphemism.
Right. I'm getting him a sandwich, okay, some drink, some chips, the whole thing.
Some little. Yes. My question is this, because y'all said
the sandwich represents the struggle.
I'm still stuck at the wake up out the sleep. So what I'm saying is, if we both tied, because I was working and you was working, granted, you probably pay all the bills, but I probably take care of like insurance, make
but
sure.
But you're not looking at it correctly. Correctly. But you might listen to what I'm saying.
Can we rock, paper,
you
scissors,
might no, 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 no. You might want something from your other that he don't feel like doing.
But he's gonna do it
because he's locked in with you.
Or feels that you're gonna do the same for him.
Right.
Exactly. It's like a give and take.
I'm tired and I got some shit going on. I could be emotionally, mentally fucked up, and I just need a sandwich and some water. I just want to feel like somebody loved me.
So you gonna wake her up?
I might not even want a sandwich.
Right? Will you do it? Will you do it? Because if it was the if,
no, but exactly. Y'all talking about a fucking sandwich. Now you talking about conversation. I'm saying
if you ain't gonna make a sandwich, you damn sure ain't gonna talk to the nigga.
No, question. You just had this rough ass day.
You and your nigga need to break up.
Like y'all, no, man, like, my nigga super straight.
He gonna watch this like, damn, I can't get a sandwich?
Right.
I'm just trying to figure out what
you're
doing.
Babe, you say you're not gonna make me a sandwich?
You walk past the kitchen.
The logic is this.
The kitchen to come to the bedroom.
No, no. That's not what happened. That's petty. No. That's not what happened.
Y'all made it seem like
y'all are both. No. Y'all are both laying down. Right? Okay. It's 2 or 3 in the morning.
Paint the picture for me.
Y'all might just be up, kind of falling in and out of it, talking or whatever the case is.
We both up.
Right, you're correct.
You're but not sleeping.
He said, I want a sandwich just like you could have said.
I got you. I
need now, a scrambled now. Chunk potato Waffle House motherfucker right now.
I'm not going to ask him to do
God that, damn, I don't want to go get this chunk. Then let me go get it.
That's different.
But it's not I think different.
No, I'm with you.
I left the house.
I agree with you.
Chunked and scrambled.
We agree.
And smothered, whatever it is.
We agree. I think when y'all had me fucked up was you didn't walk in this house, you didn't finish working, you tired.
Nobody
whatever.
Ever said it. You created that. You created that.
I did create it.
And y'all I ain't that petty. I'm not going to walk by the kitchen to come to you and be like, bitch, go get my sandwich. Like, you created that.
I definitely
wake up, sleepyhead.
I was going off of what Jay was saying. I wake up. She said, I wake up and make my niggas. Sandwich. So I was like, wait, we waking up? Make
sandwiches.
Didn't I look at you? I looked at you like, hold on,
Jay gonna wake up make them JDK, boy. That nigga gonna be shit. Motherfucking red velvet motherfuckers.
Listen, I need to learn.
I made my nigga a quiche, whatever the nigga asked.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
To get on top of that.
That's tradition.
Because I'm not finna let another bitch do it.
Exactly. And guess what? If the relationship don't work out, Jay know I did everything I could.
Yeah.
So if he fucked up, that's on him.
Yeah.
I did everything I could.
Fact.
You ain't got no excuse.
And it's vice versa for men. They're gonna do everything they can to make sure the next one not doing more.
Yeah, exactly. Cause okay. if you filling all them check marks and then shit, she still leave you like shit. That's just nature.
Bye.
But so that puts in the question: should you go into relationships stalling?
Woo, we want to do that. Let's do it.
Fuck it.
That's a whole nother episode.
I think I do that. Yeah. I think I go in everything like that though.
All in? You tell the motherfuckers the shit straight up?
Yeah, I ain't
got
time.
My real name.
I ain't got time to like try to remember like what part of my life I told you, what part I kind of skipped past. Like, so I just figure, fuck it. I might as well tell you.
Yeah, at some point you get tired of telling the bitch your favorite color.
No, I don't even do that. What the fuck, nigga? You be asking bitches favorite colors?
Nah, they be asking me.
This is why. Here we go, Kodak. Here we go.
Now you starting because last time the girl rolled off of you and you know
and then you did tweet something.
What I tweeted?
No, the other day you did Instagram that you was done with these hoes or some shit like that.
My relationship status changed by the hour.
Yeah. What happened? What's going on now?
See that
another one rolled over?
Nah,
that's too much.
What happened?
I'm in a good space now, man. We got the Yam Cam Central going live. Yeah.
He ain't getting no pussy,
he's
y'all.
A whore.
Nah, man. I might need to get one. They said they need Elsa's. About what?
Will I get big fat? Big fat, big fat. State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future.
building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What are we talking about?
Tradition.
No, Cash said something.
Oh, Cash says, so
what
you do you go into a relationship?
Oh, all in.
Off top, all in.
No. What you mean? Halfway?
You can't.
No. Wait, when you're in a relationship, by that time, y'all know each other and y'all should be all in, right?
A relationship can start like day one. Yeah. It might not be like a serious relationship.
Even when it comes to like doing.
The first day you meet someone, a relationship starts. No, I'm not talking about that.
You don't have to be girlfriend
and boyfriend. Day one, friendship starts. The relationship starts. You might not be.
I thought y'all, when she said relationship, I thought she meant like once you decide to be together.
We go together.
That's what I'm saying. Once you decide to be together, I'm all in. We might as well at that point.
But see, I'm one of those like, I want to go all in people because I just want to, I'm a lover and I'm a nurturer and you know what I'm saying, all that. But I had to learn like this, and I don't joke or laugh, but this is another thing that my grandma told me and she always taught me. When you do too much for people in the beginning, they fall in love with your hand and not your heart.
Facts.
So that's a big fact.
It's hard to tell whether or not the love is real because you started off doing the most. So it's like it's hard like to understand like whether or not they really love you or they fucking with you because of what you're doing for them or because of you as a person type shit.
Does all in actually mean that it has to be material things? Can all in just be
I'm not talking about material shit. I'm talking about fucking doing little shit like
making a sandwich.
Yeah.
Waking up out your sleep and making a sandwich.
Or making a sacrifice for them that you wouldn't have normally done, like, out of the ordinary or for any other, like, regular
person. Or just there's being open to them.
Yeah,
knowing your life.
There's no better feeling in a relationship or a friendship or anything than security. So some of these are, like, tests of security. Like, I'm secure as in I have someone I can depend on.
Yes.
So it's not about the act or whatever. It's just about this is who I can depend on.
No, that's
this is who I might not be able to depend on.
Right.
Because they might be more of a selfish person.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's just a personality trait, but there's nothing like having security.
Big fact.
It's like job security. It's like anything. Like, it just gives you peace of mind. You know what I'm saying? So I think that that's what the actions ultimately is about. And they come from tradition.
Do you think people get married for security or love when it comes to tradition?
It could be a mixture.
Both.
Both.
It's nothing wrong with seeking security. Security and stability is good. It could be good. It could be, for some people, boring. Like, I think there's a difference between security and, like, monotony. But, like,
what's monotony for people?
Monotony is just the same shit over and over. We eat dinner at 5 every day. We do the same shit.
Like, there's no differentiation in your routine.
It's just that. But that works for some people.
But some people, that's safe.
Okay. That works for some people.
Some people like safe.
Some people do. But if you have one person that wants to be that way and another person that doesn't, then sometimes that can be a whirlwind.
That's gonna clash.
You got the wife
that's like super
You got the wife that's looking for excitement.
Somebody else that just likes their schedule and they want shit to be the same. And then sometimes they go above and beyond it to where it's like, well, I don't even want this shit to change on Friday or Saturday or Sunday. I want this shit to be how it is every day. And the person that seeks more flavor in life might get bored. And
that's when people start stepping out when they experience new shit.
Yeah.
I got one more question, y'all.
Yes. Final question.
Do you think tradition can change, especially since we're talking about tradition and all the old time, and, you know, that was a long time ago.
It evolves. I think evolve is better than change. Yeah, it evolves. Like I said, I'm glad that traditionally we don't do some of the same things we do, like, just in the world. But I just think that the tradition of the family structure, this and that, and the some parts of that shit is just not the formula for this. It ain't working. It's fucked up.
What you say about the poly shit?
It's fucked up. It ain't working.
You think that's a good tradition for society now?
What?
The poly lifestyles?
Yeah. No, well, I don't think it's
I'm looking at JJ.
No, you know
what? I don't judge, but I'm not doing that shit.
Having more than one wife and all that shit.
Well, it can be more than one husband too, can't it? Or is that something different?
Yeah. No. That's gay.
What? No, I'm talking about women having more.
Poly relationships is just basically like polyamorous relationships, just more than one person.
When a man has three girlfriends or something?
No. Well, it could be a man could have three girlfriends, or it could just be like
open.
Yeah, like kind of open.
I feel like this. I feel like, man, I'm all for secure relationships and all that shit, but whatever else you got going on outside of me, I don't want to know that shit.
I got a really good question. If somebody's cheating, you wouldn't want to know.
That's a whole
thing. We just running on it. You wouldn't want to know at all if somebody was cheating?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because that will make you, now you got to react to that shit. It's kind of like if you had like a bush in front of your yard and it was a bunch of termites in that bush, but they're not doing shit. They just there. Would you want to know there are termites in front of your house?
Oh, would you want to know? So, like, you start panicking about
what? Yeah, like, Joe, Jay got it.
It's the term ignorance is bliss.
Would you want to know?
I think for me, I for sure want to know.
The truth shall set you free. That's how I live.
I would want to know.
The truth shall set you free.
Tell me.
Tell me before somebody else tell me.
Yeah,
that's
you
want to know.
But if it never gets out, then shit.
It's gonna get out.
But just know it better get out from you before it get out from anybody.
I see what you're saying, but like if it never get out, then shit.
It's gonna get out.
You can never cheat.
Because you're not gonna cheat one time and get away with it. You're gonna continue to cheat until you get caught.
And then even if you don't get caught, and when you die, you're gonna get caught at your funeral. All these hoes at your funeral. Now you gotta come on.
Shout out to the hoes at funeral.
Nah, but I just feel like when it comes to, and you can, like, people can say what they're going to do and what they're not going to do all day long. But I just feel like when it comes, like, primarily speaking on relationship, when you really love somebody, it's kind of hard. If you really love this person and y'all really love each other and y'all got, like, a lot of shit going on, it's hard to leave, for lack of a better way to put it. So it's like, I guess my question would be is, would you want to be in a relationship with somebody that you really love, that you know that you're not going to leave with the knowledge of all the extra shit that they do? Or would you want to stay in a relationship knowing that you're not going to leave in the blind to all the shit, as long as you're being respected enough for it not to be brought to your door?
That's the same question.
Yeah.
She said, how is it respect?
You think
that if a person cheat on you,
extent, if it never makes it to you,
you think a person cheat on you is disrespect?
Yeah, he's trying.
I'm just asking a question.
No, what I'm saying is, I think it's
a
form of respect if you never find out about anything that person has going on. If that shit never gets to you, then they definitely respect you enough to be able to.
Or they just take super good at sneaking.
Yeah, I'm saying, but this is a whole. What's the fine line between deceit and respect? Let's not get deep into it, because that might be a whole different thing. But deceit versus respect. Because it's deceit. Like, even if, like, take the relationship out of it. What if it's your home girl, home boy, and you just never find out?
Because it's different for a relationship versus a friendship.
So let's say they steal some money from you. You never find out. Is that respectable that they didn't tell you? Or is that deceitful?
See, you can't compare that to fucking with a bitch and me never find out you fucking with this bitch, as opposed to stealing money from me.
Yeah,
that's two totally different things.
Them fucking with the bitch ain't that's not directly hurting you. Like, it's cheating, but you taking money from me, nigga, you're literally taking money from me.
Okay. You don't think that's directly hurting your reputation?
It is, yeah.
Who cares about reputation?
I'm just speaking.
And when you cheat, he don't care about no reputation.
I was saying.
But like she said, but if it never gets out, if nobody ever finds out, hypothetically, if nobody ever finds out.
It's okay if nobody ever finds out.
If a tree falls in the forest, don't nobody see it.
But if it's a situation where, because let's keep this shit all the way 1,000.
Right.
Most people that have been in relationships for a really long time, that have been together forever or whatever, when they have situations going on, they deal with them privately and go on about their lives. Every relationship is perfect.
Right.
People go through shit, they deal with it and move on and get over it. But at the end of the day, would you rather go through a relationship with somebody that you know that you're not going to leave with the knowledge of all of the extra shit that they're doing so you can worry yourself to death? Or would you rather go through it with them doing whatever they do, and at the end of the day, they have enough respect or enough, just take respect out of it. They have enough sensibility to do whatever they need to do to take the steps to conceal whatever they're doing so that it doesn't come to your doorstep and you don't have enough knowledge of it because they care about you that much.
So now you're not stressing.
Essentially, that's Jay-Z, Beyonce. Essentially, allegedly.
I mean, when you put it like that, Jade, I guess I would rather.
Because if you know you're not going nowhere and you know you're not going to leave, I'd rather be able to eat my dinner and fucking still be able to fuck with this nigga than to fucking not be able to eat, lose weight, and be sick all the time. Because
but you're not
every other day is shit coming to me.
Right.
Then I know I'm not going to control and I know I'm not going
to
leave this nigga.
But you still, to me, you still would want to know because.
You're gonna find out.
Not even if you find out, because like she said, they have did everything to make sure you don't find out. Right. But it's just, to me, it's just one of those things like other people know. I don't want another person to know what's going on, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Because
the word is ridicule, right? That's ridicule.
Yeah, like I'm
being the butt of the joke.
Yeah.
I want to know. You walk in and. Everybody in the room, everybody knows what's going on, but they know they better not say nothing because it's going to be a war if they do. But you the joke.
Is that verse ignorance is bliss?
No, it ain't.
Ignorance is bliss. I don't agree with it. I don't like it. I would want to know. I feel you. I but know. Ignorance is bliss.
That is true.
If there's a snake behind y'all right now, y'all know it.
Yeah.
Y'all at peace. Now, as soon as y'all know that snake back there, y'all up here like this and y'all.
So look,
peace with it. If you make peace for with sure. your situation.
But see, yeah. back to what Shantae is saying, what if it's a situation where the same way the nigga covered it up well enough for you not to know, don't nobody else know either. So it's not like you're the butt of the joke, because shit, somebody else
knows.
So
just them two know?
Hell no, somebody knows.
How this go? How
she gonna tell her homegirl? Somebody
else.
She got to
the Uber driver.
I'm with her man.
She's her homegirls.
Yeah,
that's the excitement. I'm with her man.
And that creates ridicule.
But soon she gets with her homegirls, the homegirl gonna tell everybody. Soon she gets with the homegirl.
They ain't gotta get into it. Her best friend she gonna tell.
Yeah,
that creates ridicule.
We want to know, Jay. As you sit at the house,
is it is it ignorance is bliss, or is it the truth shall set you free?
The truth shall set you
free. Because the truth shall set you free, but it may not set you free. They're giving you a choice on if you want to stay or not,
or if you want to be free.
It, right.
And if you know,
because they're forcing you to me to say if you don't know that.
Wondering who else this nigga fucking around on.
Ignorance.
And what else is this nigga doing? And when is he doing it with? And all that shit.
Ignorance.
Man, I ain't got time for that shit. If I'm finna fuck with this nigga, I'm finna fuck with this nigga. I'm finna understand this nigga's like a rental. My time.
Not a rental.
My time.
So if he a rental, you not in it for. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, situations is that I can't worry about what somebody else is doing when they're not on my time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really made life a lot a whole lot
easier. Stress about it. Like, don't try to,
you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not gonna be able to change it. Mm-hmm. But okay, if I was to get married,
mm-hmm.
then that would kind of change things a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, if I'm marrying a nigga, like, I don't make those type of commitments lightly. So if I'm finna marry this nigga, this is somebody that I love for whatever qualities he's shown me or for whatever reason. This is somebody that I plan on spending my life with.
Mm.
That whatever comes up or whatever happens, we're gonna figure it out. We're gonna work it out. So it's like, shit, it is what it is. Like, we'll deal with what comes when it comes. Now, if it's too much shit coming, my nigga, we gonna have to like we you need to you gonna we gonna have to break this shit up.
You're right.
But are you still gonna make the sandwiches if y'all going through trouble?
You and them damn sandwiches.
I just wanna know.
You gotta make the sandwich because it don't cost you nothing to make the sandwich. Like, go downstairs and make the sandwich, nigga.
Yeah, like
make me some cereal while you at it.
I don't know, the sandwich shit, like I'ma do.
But let me tell you something, you made that statement. When I get married, I'ma make sure I take that. Is no rule book to marriage. You don't know you're ready for marriage until you get married.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You're not gonna know until that. I don't care if you 45, 55. You not gonna know you ready for marriage until you get married. Hmm. And some shit come up. But that's when you gonna know if you ready for marriage.
This this the final little question for real. What is cheating the worst thing that can happen in a relationship?
No.
That's
no.
for the ladies.
No.
No.
No. No.
What's
no.
worse?
No. No.
No.
A child.
No.
A
child. Not to me. A child is not the worst. The worst for me.
Outside
child?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's not the worst for me, an outside child. To me, it's when I don't feel protection.
Yeah.
That's the worst for me.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
When it feels when like the protection with the enemy.
Yes, when the protection has gone away, even if I feel like, I ain't gonna say the enemy, but I'm sleeping with someone that's just really, really mad at me or whatever, I still wanna feel protected.
Yeah.
Mm. Once the protection is gone, you don't care if I get hit by a bus or whatever, then we done anyway.
Yeah, there's nothing left.
Yeah. That's so for me, protection.
Okay.
Okay, Shantae.
Yeah,
okay.
Big Shantae. Shantae. Filling in, Big Bang.
Okay. That's another episode of Big Facts Friday. Make sure you check us out, www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute!
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com. Let's get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.